Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Real Wolves Podcast. We're here. We're back, man.
We're back.
That's it. We're leaving it as that. Today, talking about Arms Corleone versus Bouncer. Now, this one's an MMA one.
This is MMA. It's MMA.
So, you know, me and Bouncer in the past, we've worked together to help little man. They came down the gym for a session and that, but if I'm honest with this one, I thought Arms has got it, you know. If it was a boxing thing, I could side with Bouncer, but because of the grappling, because of the, I just don't know.
You know, it's skill for, they both don't have no skill.
Yeah.
I don't think they're good fighters. But I think Bouncer will have more fight in him. He's had probably more experience fighting on the streets or it's been.
He's had to dig deeper.
Arms is someone who's watched cartoons and watched anime. Yeah. So he might come in and try and do a hurricane kick.
Something stupid. Yeah.
That, you know what I'm saying? That, in his mind, seems good, but in reality, it's not going to work.
Because he's so powerful and strong. If he does that and it bangs.
But it's not all flop. He looks like someone who try and do like a Mortal Kombat sweep or something.
Yeah, definitely.
He's like a kid.
I don't think. It's just going to be interesting to see when it gets to the ground. Isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's going to be like a lot of hammer fisting. It's going to be messy.
It's going to be messy. It's going to be messy. But aggressive,
yes.
I think both men are going to be throwing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mad intent. Because they don't like each other.
Yeah.
And did you see the press conference?
Yeah, I see it.
Just throwing water in people's faces.
Do you think that was marketing strategy?
Yeah, it could be. But that's good. That's what you need. Yeah. A little hype.
Yeah.
MVP's training Arms, isn't
it? Yeah, I see that.
So he's obviously down shoot fighters.
Yeah.
Mm. Which is good. That is good because at least we know he's with a camp, he's with a team, they're going to push him.
That's true, but I don't know how he reacts. I think if he gets punched in his face, he's going to be a hot. He's going to be one of those guys just grab you.
I can picture that, you know.
That's what's going to happen.
Punch.
He'll try to stop, but then. That's a hold, man.
Another interesting thing is fatigue.
That's going to happen. Because both of them. But more so, Bouncer.
And I think Arms. He's got too much muscle.
Of course.
He's got way too much muscle.
Too much muscle and just coping with the adrenaline rush.
That's what a lot of people fail to understand. The first 3 minutes, 4 minutes, if it's MMA, whatever.
Yeah.
It's all adrenaline. It's all fight
adrenaline
or flight.
Dump happens.
Yeah. And then once that goes down, you really get to see the work that you put in.
Yeah.
Who's really doing what they practice in camp in the first 2 minutes? Like, straight out, you have to settle.
Yep.
And then you go, okay.
Okay,
I've been banged. Mm-hmm. I banged him back. Let's work this out. It's going to be interesting.
But you know what it is? Remember, there's going to be one winner, so there's going to be an embarrassment.
Yeah.
How are they going to deal with a crowd?
Bouncer can't deal with that.
You don't think?
Arms, I think, could deal with it.
A bit more.
Yeah. I don't think Bouncer's going to be able to deal with it the same. Like,
I think more pressure's on Arms though. Because he's like the henchman. Lifting logs, doing flips and that.
But then, Bouncer's got respect. He's got respect. He's got a certain reputation that he also has to keep.
Yeah, but he's from the era of the streets. If you have a street fight and you lose, dust your shoulders off and bam, bam. Arms is not from that. No. Like, he looks the part. He has to win because he's medicine.
He and the clips, from what you can see, he's putting in some work.
Yeah, he's
putting
in work.
They're both putting in work.
Yeah.
But Arms has looked more impressive in training, in the training clips.
Yep.
But.
Yeah.
September 18th.
Yeah.
Not even long.
Not long.
Until that one. That one there, I think. I don't know who's. Oh, Lilco Man's on the undercard.
Yeah.
He's fighting that
Dutch guy.
He looked. This is
Dutch guy's decent.
He's all right. He got a good attitude as well. Yeah, he handled the press conference the best he could.
Yeah.
Because Lilco Man is that guy.
You know what he's, you know
he's going to aggravate you.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, it was calm, you know. It was calm. I think the Dutch guy, he might, let's see.
So it's money's on Arms.
Money's on Arms. Like,
Do you think it's going to be a ref stoppage?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a ground and pounding.
How many rounds did they do? Is it 3 or 5?
I don't even know. I don't think it will go the distance.
No.
Regardless.
No. Someone's nose is getting bust.
I can see Bouncer and him going at it first round, fatigue sets in, decent second round, and then arms' strength will come through. I think that's when the strength.
Yeah, the raw strength.
The raw strength will come through. Ground and pound, ground and pound. Bouncer will be exhausted trying to twist and get out of the way. Yeah. And then man, bam, 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 ref will jump in. That's if someone don't get hit with a one punch, boom, then I see it going like that.
Yeah.
Definitely. What are you saying? What's your prediction? You have to leave your final prediction.
Arms probably. Yeah. Has more weapons, innit? MMA has more weapons.
He's practiced, isn't
it? Yeah. Punches, can kick.
It's not a street fighter. Probably fight, wrestles.
Yeah.
The thing is, because he hasn't come from no fighting background, he's gonna try and do the technical thing.
Yeah.
Whereas Bouncer will be like, no, man's had scraps. If he's more likely to revert back.
If I was Bouncer, I would be working a lot on BJJ.
A lot
of BJJ.
Judo, BJJ, yeah.
Because if he could wrap him up and tie him up and get him in an armbar or something, my man's going to tap quick. No, stiff muscle guys.
Yeah, because he'll be scared as well of his arm break. Remember, even guillotine
and whatnot.
They're not fighters, so grab a limb, panic. Panic will set in.
A leg lock or something, yeah.
You're not going to let your arm... You're not. A normal guy is not just going to break his arm.
No.
Or even take it to the extent.
Yeah.
Just, uncomfortable.
It's true.
Tap out straight away.
So that's what Bouncer should have been doing.
Hopefully, but I don't know if he's trying to do the stand-up thing. I've seen both of them doing Muay Thai clips.
Yeah.
I've seen a little kickboxing.
Yeah, I've seen it. Kicking takes a lot of energy, innit? So I don't think there'll be that many kicks. There'll be more like stamps or like trying to kick open a front door type of kick.
It's going to be interesting, though.
But yeah.
Entertainment. So we like that one there. Arms and Bouncer predictions. We're with Arms on this one. Obviously respect to Bouncer, but I just think this one is a bit mad. Make sure you like and subscribe. Make sure you stay tuned in on the socials as well. Shout out Joseph putting in work on the socials.
Yep.
Looking fresh, bro. Happy to see that as well. Keeping everyone engaged. And we're about to hit another episode, so we'll have more content for you. Yeah? Love. Peace.